Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and parents of juniors and seniors, even kids, period, who are already thinking about college. You know, how much do you want to chip in for your kids' education at this point? You know, it used to be parents wanted to take care of all of it if your kids didn't get a scholarship. Of course, we were pushing towards scholarship, but, you know, that was something that we saved for. And according to a new survey, some parents might want their kids to chip in a little bit. Jody Oaken joins us. She's founder of College Financial Aid Advisors and Discover Student Loans brand ambassador. And there's this great survey that talks about, you know, how far parents are willing to go. How are you this morning, Jody?
I am well, Twanda. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Good. I tell you, that number has declined. Remember when parents, you know, that was the goal. I got to send my kids to college. We're going to save for it. And now what's happening?
Now, I mean, the number used to be 81% on the survey. Discover's been doing it for 4 years. And now it's down to 75%.
Wow.
So parents are really saying to their students, in fact, I had a student a couple days ago whose family actually said, you know what, we are not paying for the college you commit to anymore, and you are going to need to go to, you know, a less expensive college, and you can go, and we're willing to chip in, you know, $10,000 or $5,000, but you need to have part of this. And I've seen that, I would say, in the last 48 hours, at least 15 families do that.
Yeah. Because you look at the cost of college today, my God, it's a house. So, you know, you can go buy a house with that money. And so are you, I mean, you got to weigh that thing out. And a lot of parents aren't in a position to do that.
Right. And I also think that this conversation needs to take place earlier, don't you think, Twanda, where we're having the money talk, we're sitting at the kitchen table, we're, as parents, maybe being more transparent than we have.
Yes.
And saying, this is what I have. This is what I'm willing to spend. And if you want to go to a college that costs X amount of dollars, then let's make a plan and budget.
I think, too, that parents seeing how, you know, the trend of kids going to these expensive colleges, or just college, period, and then coming out and not being able to get a job. So, you know, that's a little crazy for parents going, wait a minute. I just pay $100,000 for you to go to college and you're working at McDonald's. What's really going on here?
Right. I think that's a good point, Twanda. I think that's where this conversation also that Discover and I are really trying to have is about majors or your return on investment
for
college.
Right.
So, you know, if you're, let's say we pick five majors, if you're going to major in engineering and your starting salary, the average might be $75,000, you know, what are the top five majors that when you're done with college you could be employed?
Right.
What does that look like? Or if you're going to major in communications and your average starting salary is going to be about $50,000, you know, what's your return on investment on that expensive consumer product we're buying, right?
Or you're thinking, or the kids are like, I don't know what I'm majoring. I'm going to major in Legos, you know. And your parents are like, wait a minute, you can't get a job doing that.
Haven't seen that price out there in place. Right?
So
right.
That's a little crazy. And yes, that conversation needs to start way early. You know, we're waiting till our kids are getting to be juniors and seniors to have that conversation about college. And kids today have expensive taste.
Right.
You know, they want to go to some big colleges with big price tags. So what else is really interesting in the survey that you've done?
So I think some of the points that I find interesting is that, you know, students who are employed, you know, students who graduated college, 72.5% are employed. And if they're graduating high school, only 54.6% are employed. And I really think that that number speaks loudly, that college is still, I'm doing air quotes, it, right? And parents really say, 95% are saying, it's important. So we need to focus, again, I guess I drive back to that conversation of having the money talk, being open, preparing for life after college.
Are parents expecting their kids to get student loans, scholarship money, all that kind of stuff? How are they looking at that?
So they are expecting them to be part of the process,
mm-hmm.
and several of the ways that Discover and I are talking about being part of the process is are looking for the free money, looking
yeah.
for grants, looking for mm-hmm. scholarships, applying for your free application for federal student aid when that comes up on January 1st. In fact, looking for reward programs, that's another nuance that I don't think a lot of parents know about or students know about. Discover has a good grades award program where if a student has 3.0 GPA, they could possibly receive 1% cash reward. So look for something that might have a reward program or these scholarships, these $1,000 scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I was looking at Discover's website, and they have so many scholarships. They have about 3 million scholarships worth about $18 billion.
Wow.
And I heard the other day, Twanda, that the lowest time that people are not applying for scholarships is right now.
Mm.
So students should go out, our tip of the day should be students should go out and apply for scholarships in the summer and spring months, not just fall.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I think after the deadlines happen, people just kind of drop it and wait till the next deadline period is what's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So go out and always looking for what's going to happen, because it's not just the first year of college,
mm-hmm.
it's all 4 years.
Absolutely. And sometimes I know kids now that have had to, I got to take a break. I don't have any money.
Right.
And so you don't want to do that, because I don't know
right.
if it says it in the survey, but what's the likelihood of them not going back once they quit or once they have to stop for a while?
No, we haven't asked that question yet, but
mm-hmm.
I think that's a very good question to
yeah.
ask. What's the likelihood of them not going back? And, I hate to say I have a lot of these real-world experiences, but yesterday I had 4 students call that said, I can't go back.
Right.
Freshman year, it's too expensive. I'm up to my eyeballs. My parents can't afford
mm-hmm.
it. What do? I need
mm-hmm.
to transfer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
So hopefully they're doing their homework ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
So that they don't get into this after freshman experience doing that.
How big is college work study? I worked 4 years during college. On all the breaks, the summers, I worked year round. For the money that I didn't have, I had some scholarship money, and the rest I had to work for.
Right. So I think that there's 2 schools of that. Yes, work study is huge. You need your free application for federal student aid filled out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a federal program, so if students are eligible, they now get work study, and you can get a job on campus. I'm encouraging families that, let's say you don't get awarded work study, you need to work. So
mm-hmm.
make your college work for you, because
right.
in order to be employed the day of graduation, employers are looking for students who have real life experience on the job.
Mm.
So the more you're building your resume during college, the faster that's going to happen.
Okay. That's great information. Tell parents, potential parents, everybody who cares about our kids going to school, where they can get more information.
So you can get more information at discoverstudentloans.com. They have great calculators, resources, surveys, interactive tools, talking about majors. So anything you need to know, go straight to the website. It's user-friendly, and you'll walk away lots of great videos, too.
And you also have a great website.
Yes, College Financial Aid Advisors, and you can find me at Jody Okun on Twitter.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Twanda. Thanks. Have a great day.